Joining us on today's programme is Michael Moriarty, who is the General Secretary of the Irish Vocational Education Authority. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Now, Michael, I must say my interest was sort of peaked here when I saw the results of a recent Red Sea poll, which states that 67% of parents want religious instruction for their children during the school day. I found this surprising on account of the number of articles which were basically anti-religion or totally wanting a secular education. How did this poll come about?
Well, it wasn't a surprise to me, in fact, because I think parents very often want for their children what they had themselves. So they would be familiar with faith formation during class time. And I don't think the general cohort of parents have ever been surveyed on this particular issue until this Red Sea poll on behalf of the Irish Primary Principal Network was undertaken. And we're certainly pleased with it, because it actually confirms that the community national school model, which has been developed on behalf of the state by the VECs who will be patrons of this once of these schools once legislation is passed, this confirms that the model that is being rolled out by VECs is in fact in line with parental wishes.
Yeah. So as you say, 67% of parents actually do want religious instruction. Now, I know that, you know, primarily your organisation dealt with secondary schools, but has now branched out into primary schools, and you're taking over, it seems, more and more each time. Or you certainly hope to.
Yeah, well, we have pilot schools. There's three of them in the County Dublin VEC region, in Fibblestown, Portrushtown and Balbriggan, with a number more to come in Lucan and in Talla West this year. So, and out in Fortresstown, Talla City West as well, so in that area generally. With another one in Naas, another one in Mallow, and there's already one in Meath as well. So we want to speed up now on the basis of this, the pilot, to end the pilot process. They are proving successful. They do respond to parental wishes, insofar as, for example, if the local community has Roman Catholic and Eastern Orthodox or Church of Ireland or Muslim or whatever, the main faith groups that there is, if they so wish, their children can receive faith instruction or faith formation classes during the actual school day.
Right.
And that's what's different about that. Heretofore, over 20, 30 years ago, we were quite a homogenous society, so the faith formation was generally on denominational grounds. Now, as the Catholic Church has said and the Archbishop of Dublin has said, it is impractical and it's not right that that a denominational group like the Roman Catholic Church would have over 90% of the patronage of schools, particularly in areas where there's actually a requirement in where the local community is very multicultural and multi-ethnic. So the idea now is to divest those schools in a structured manner to other patrons. And the Minister Quinn, established a patronage forum which made a recommendation. He published his recommendations last month, and he's considering that, and he will respond to that shortly, before the end of June. And that actually report also supports the idea that the community national school model should be rolled out further.
Right. To me, I'm not involved in it, but to me it seems you've been given maybe a bit of a poison chalice, but you're looking at it very positively.
Well, yeah, the VECs, which will become education and training boards before the end of the year, they'll be retitled education and training boards, are actually arms of the state. They actually deliver a whole range of education and training programs right across the entire community, not just at second level schools or to other community colleges, but also adult and further education and community education. So the state is very, the state in this country had it easy for decades from the last 100 or 130 years, denominational groups, churches of various denominations, actually provided the vast majority of educational provision in the school, particularly at second level.
Yeah.
No state system, in fact, came along until 1930, till the VECs were established and VEC schools were established. And they, at second level, have one-third of the number of schools at second level. But the state now, when it comes to primary education, has now actually, many decades after other countries, is now has to tackle this issue of ensuring provision of different of models of patronage and different types of schools. So there is choice for parents. So within a catchment area, for example, if there are four schools on Roman Catholic patronage, is envisaged that one of those schools might divest to another patron to provide an option for parents in that catchment area.
Right. I'm thinking cutbacks, Michael. Let's assume that one of these large urban areas or suburban areas has a predominantly, we'll say, Muslim intake. Who's going to source the teacher of religion or religious education in that case? Is it the head, or will the department do it for
them? They'll be invited, the Muslim community will be invited in to nominate somebody that that is has the faith, is able to communicate the faith. This is for actually only for 3 or 4 or 5 weeks of the year.
All right.
In general terms, you see, right throughout the year, there is a common program, okay, of religious education, not to be confused with religious instruction. So so that all children learn about all religions, okay? There is respect for all religions. There is respect for the emblems of those religions, whether it's whatever it may be,
yeah,
statues or whatever it may be. A celebration of the and noting of the particular days of celebration representative of those religions. That is that's what children will have throughout the majority of the year.
Yeah.
The faith formation would take place during a 4 to 5 week period, and at different times, perhaps, at the same time, where children actually would break into different groups for a period during the year to have instruction in faith formation.
Right.
So it's not throughout the entire year, I must add.
Not throughout the entire year. I'm thinking primarily now of, again, primary schools where most of second class is spent in preparation for the First Holy Communion, and then fifth or sixth for confirmation. But, I mean, that runs throughout the entire year.
Yeah, well, it's different now. I think it's a while since you were in primary schools. It's a while since I was in primary school. I'm a former primary school principal myself many years ago, over 25 years ago. But it is different now. And there is more confined. There is a general program,
right?
And an ethics program as well. People of who are non-believers, their children, it's a kind of a negative term. They actually have faith as well. They believe in a belief system. You know, it may not believe in a God, but it's a belief system that there is no God.
Yes.
So they have to be catered for as well. So there's a general ethics program for them as well.
Yeah. Well, I can say that, you know, I was involved in both in a interdenominational establishment and a non-denominational establishment, and really people have nothing to fear.
No.
If you know what I mean about...
parental wishes are look, if people realise that this is about responding to parental wishes.
Yes.
That's key to it, okay? Children aren't being segregated in religious grounds. They're being, broken up in small groups in the period. They learn about each other's religions, and then for a short period during the year, there is that faith formation element, okay, where there's the religious instruction or faith instruction in the particular tenets of the particular faith.
Yeah.
And that's the only difference. And that respects, actually, parental demand. It respects, I suppose, the cultural and ethnic differences that may encompass the entirety of the community, but provides, I suppose, that diversity within the community setting as well, that there are different cultural, different religious groups within the community, but all coming together under one roof. So instead of, as we've had heretofore, a Church of Ireland, a Roman Catholic, or whatever it might be, one for everybody in the audience, the idea is that under one roof, all the needs are catered for.
Yeah. Well, look, Michael, as I say, I think you've been given, maybe not a poison chalice, but certainly there will be difficulties, but I hope that you do manage to, you know, carry out and extend this programme, and I wish you every success with it.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and that was Michael Moriarty, who is the General Secretary of the Irish Vocational Education Authority.